Bill Hicks, my hero, he's here. I'm so happy. I'm always happy to see you. I love you. I think you're great. You're a beacon of inspiration. You're a man with integrity. You tell the truth. And you make me proud to be in this business. Now you talk.
I'm speechless. All that just for me?
Yeah, for you.
That's cool, man. I appreciate that, Len. And your support is some of the air under my wings.
And you're going to be at Caroline's tonight. I'm going to go see you with a party of nine. We're going to sit front row center.
Is there a numerological significance
to
that
it just
party?
Turned out to be nine people, including my wife, who's also a big fan of yours.
Because nine happens to be my life path number.
Really?
Which is the service of mankind, yeah.
Is that what nine means, service of mankind?
Right. Me and the hookers on 42nd and 8th. Our life path numbers are nine.
Now, you have a new album coming out in a couple of months. It's called Arizona Bay. And I know that Arizona is surrounded by land, so Arizona Bay means what?
Well, Arizona Bay is the place that will exist when L.A. falls into the ocean due to a major earthquake. And the album is called Arizona Bay, and it's an album that I think is unique in the history of comedy albums. In that, it is scored entirely with music, which I wrote and perform on guitar with the band. It's kind of new age music, kind of soft, melodic, wistful, beautiful guitar riffs underneath my comedy, which of course is sort of angry and pointed, and it kind of heals the comedy. It's kind of a new age comedy album.
Well, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. In fact, I want to world premiere it. Want a chance to do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
If you get your thumb on the bleeper thing, because it is my comedy over this.
Well, we'll do a little editing.
It's kind of a neat, what I wanted to do was make a comedy album that you wanted to listen to over and over again. You know what I mean? One that kind of like a Pat Metheny album is kind of a soft, beautiful, relaxing melody. So, people would want to play it over and over. It's kind of new. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All.
Well, that's a good description. The next step is to hear it, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, no, the next step is to actually record it. Whoa!
No, it's being edited now, right?
It's being mixed as we speak.
And it's going to come to us from Invasion Records.
Yes.
Who gave us...
Relentless and Dangerous.
Relentless and Dangerous, your previous two albums.
Right. My next ones were going to be Pointless and Pathetic, but Arizona Bay, thankfully, popped into my head.
Okay. Now... I want to congratulate you because you were voted by Rolling Stone magazine as the hot comic of the year. They got a hot issue which will be on the stands April 27th. They're going to tell America everything that's hot, and they got one comic who's hot, and his name is Bill Hicks. So congratulations, and you deserve it.
Wow, that's an incredible considering the fact I wasn't in the country at all last year. And if this is any hint of how I should conduct my business,
mm-hmm.
I will completely disappear and see if I can't be a big star here.
Absentee power, it's called.
Hey, I'm the guy that doesn't bug everyone.
Right. You don't make any waves. You're abroad.
Right.
They say, he's hot.
He's hot.
He's so hot, he's not here.
Right. I'm in that fictitious cool land. He's in Great Britain, you know. Oh, the Brits love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hendrix. It's like Hendrix. I used to play with Little Richard, in fact. And anyway.
The last time you were here, which was, I think, about 4 or 5 months ago, you gave us the good news that you had quit smoking.
True.
Now, the question is, have you been able to keep it up?
Absolutely.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear
that.
Isn't
that incredible? Tell me that miracles do not exist.
Have any other habits cropped up?
Well, actually, they haven't. But you know what's happened is, since I've quit drinking and quit using drugs years ago, and I quit smoking 6 months ago, I'm basically perfect. Now...
And humble.
And No.
No, you're not humble.
Actually, what's horrible is my perception is becoming perfect. And what that means is I'm actually looking at me now. Frightening. A lot of work to be done, Len.
Uh-huh. What would you... Now, I used to be a psychologist. So when you say you look at yourself and there's a lot of work to be done, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you when looking at yourself that has to be changed?
Well, I am definitely a case of arrested development emotionally. And
mm-hmm.
I know this for a fact because I got a year-end year-end statement from my local video store, like a receipt. Everything I've rented last year, don't recommend it. Frightening evidence of emotional retardation here. Video games and porno films. Is that, what am I, 13 emotionally? So my big fear now is I'm going to go rent a porno film at this video store, take it to the counter, a guy's going to take that little pen, suddenly, whoop, 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 you've just rented your millionth porno tape. Oh, thanks, I'm so proud. Whoop, get a picture of him. Just give me my little trophy and let me out of here.
You rent games from video stores?
Video games, yeah.
Video games, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what games do you like?
I like the adventure fantasy games like Zelda, you know. It's
like
pretty...
Zelda?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never play any of
you
these
never
things.
Play
I don't
them?
Know what Zelda is. So.
It's a role-playing game. You get, you're this little character and you go on adventures and you have to find secrets and caves and there's witches and monsters you have to beat. It's a total escapism. And I wish they would combine porno and video games. That's what
they have.
They have?
It's called virtual reality.
Then I will
You know
have...
about virtual reality? The new technology?
I know about that, yeah.
Okay, well, they're working now on sex encounters in virtual reality. We have the experience of...
Well, I will have high score.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be beyond the
Actually,
game.
What I hate is some
they
little kid.
Plug things into your brain, and you have real experiences. It's gonna change civilization. People are not going to go to work. They're all going to be virtual reality junkies.
As opposed to now.
Yeah.
people will enjoy not going to work.
Right.
Well, I know that they did this thing here. They did this thing in New York where they had a movie plane and the audience got to determine which way they wanted the plot to go.
Right.
This is technology developed solely for pornographic films, as far as I can tell, because it amazes me, and I hate to display my knowledge of pornographic materials right now, but... that these people have the guts to make pornography, and yet once they're in there filming, they lose all of their imagination, and they lose all of their wherewithal.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, if you're gonna make porno films, you're gonna jump the chasm and be in the Dark Lord's terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and be creative.
You're a writer, don't do it at all.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do porno halfway.
Right.
And but anyway. That is interesting, virtual reality, and I don't really care anymore because my theory is I was just talking to your engineer here. I was yelling at him, actually.
Steve, his name is.
He's a very nice fellow. He's crying in the corner now.
Mm-hmm.
No, but about this whole world, this whole miscreation, which is what this world is, this is my new belief, is this whole miscreation stems from the fact people cannot take the word no. They cannot... accept the word no as an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole world is. And it started in the can we eat that fruit from that tree? No.
Uh-huh.
We will! And we're off, and now we have American Gladiators on 56 channels.
Bill Hicks, our special guest this week. We're going to talk with him some more later in the show. How are the ladies treating you?
Women love me.
Why not?
Unfortunately, I am never in a town. I really am looking for love, Len.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know that now that I've told you.
I have no doubt you'll find it.
I really am. And it's just hard. I mean, you meet someone and you go, let me give you an example. I meet someone and I go, wow, I really, really, really like you. And I really like to have a real serious relationship with you. Well, me too. Great. Could you get me right to the airport? I gotta go. It's horrible. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd love to continue this. Gotta be in Milwaukee. It's the weirdest thing.
It does cramp a relationship.
It's just getting a little bit old, and I don't know how people do it. I know some people do it, but I don't know how they do it. Have a marriage or a relationship and continue to travel like this. Because to me, it's so consuming, not just time, but my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And it never seems to end, and I'm off to still Australia and England, but whatever, I'll find someone who can dig this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who'll want to travel with you? Jay Leno found someone.
It's a bit expensive. Thanks for suggesting that to everyone.
Well, you find a woman who's got some independent capital who'll pay her own airfare.
Yes, I might as well envision someone who's so independent, I don't need to travel. Dun, dun. He's my little writer. He sits up in that room and writes all day long.
So you're looking for love, and I'm sure you'll find it.
I would like to have, I'd like to share my life with someone. I think I've gotten to a point where I have a lot to share.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
31, you're very young. You'll be married within 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's coming. But you're putting out the vibration. You want it, you'll find it.
Ah.
What woman in America wouldn't want to be with the hot comic, with Rolling Stones, the hot comic of the year? I mean, well, that's very sexy.
Yeah.
It's going to be the sexiest issue. And you're going to be the hot comic.
That's very
funny.
You
watch the women start banging down the doors after that issue comes out.
So funny to me. Because I'm so anti-hype, you know, and I think a total review of Howard Hughes' final years is in order for me. I mean, other than the long fingernails and wearing Kleenex boxes of shoes, I think the guy led a pretty good life. Walking in the desert, mumbling to himself. Hey, that's me. I mean, I'm totally reclusive, and I really don't know where I fit in the culture of America as far as this business and where I'm going to fit in. You know, I really don't know. It's going to take some massive changes in the country and in mentality for me to be an accepted quantity. Because like I say, I don't want to sell tennis shoes on TV. You know, I don't do that. I don't sell things. Life, everything in life doesn't have a price tag on it. Just doesn't. So where does that mentality fit in with what is happening in this world where all there is talk of how much it is, how much is it, how much is he making? You know, and I think the opposite is more important.
Let me ask you a tough question.
Which is,
let's say after that Rolling Stone issue comes out where you're the hot comic and everybody knows it, you get a call from the vice president of marketing at Nike.
Hello, Bill.
He said, Bill,
I am with Nike.
We want to give you $750,000 to do a Nike campaign, be a spokesperson for Nike for a year. What would you say?
I said you have the wrong number.
You wouldn't take it?
No.
Wow.
I've been offered stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. I've been offered.
Now I'm really impressed.
I've been offered stuff like that a lot. I mean, it's really funny. I'll tell you something funny. Is after seeing my show, I get calls. Who sees my show? Literary people, movie agents, TV agents, acting, and commercial people. Who calls me after my shows? Commercial people. Who's your agent? Your commercial agent? I don't have one. You don't? Why? Because I don't do commercials. How come they? You know why they call me? Because they know that I believe in what I say. And they also know I can impress other people with what I believe, because I believe in it. Why didn't the acting coach figure that out? How come the acting agent doesn't see that? Isn't that interesting, though? I've had that many times. One agent after my show said, I got it. This is you. The perfect commercial. And I'm like, oh, jeez. Yeah, what? Root beer. I go, did you just see my show? The whole show where I talk about that you can't, that these products are meaningless to our lives, meaningless. And that to sell them constantly down people's throats is sell illusions and horrible, horrible box canyons and false trails down which we should be going. And then you sit there and tell me root beer. I can't believe it. How much? Now, I've been offered that stuff. I got offered a giant one in England for, are you ready for this? This is great. Orange drink.
Not orange juice?
Orange drink. Does it have a name? Orange drink. But no, I don't do commercials because why? I don't believe in these products. There's none of them I believe in. They're stupid. Why would I be another voice yelling at you to buy something?
Okay. Bill, it's always great to see you. I don't see you enough because you're always on the road. But when you make it big, come back to New York City.
So, I will. I'll live here.
So I can hang out with you.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah.
We need to
have you over for dinner.
You've turned me on to some wonderful books. And which, by the way, you know, you are, you mentioned what, you know, about Richard as well, and as well as myself. A lot of the stuff you might see tonight has some bearing on what you've given me.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And, I will be there to see your show at 8:30 tonight at Caroline's. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Nine people. Numerologically perfect.
Our special guest this week, Bill Hicks, and I did go see him at Caroline's that night. He was edgy, funny, and dangerous as ever.